The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
And you know, I feel sorry for people who don't have dogs because I hear they have to pick up food that they drop on the floor. You know. Oh, are we on? I'm so sorry. John Potter here. Good morning. 11:06, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Just taking calls here on anything, but I do have to do one personal pitch for phone calls, and that is I have a visitor from the East. And folks, can you help out a visiting friend who wants to know what is the best place here in town for a great steak? In the mood he is because he's out west. And, you know, we have better steaks out here. So who would you like to recommend? I have a few in mind, but I think there are callers who know better or have tried more places than I have. My all-time favorite was Harris Steakhouse, but that is gone, so I'm going to listen to your recommendations also, folks. 775-884-9910. What is the best place in our area for a great steak? Much appreciated. And Craig, I'd be happy to talk with anyone who calls in. Thank you. This should be fun. Craig out there in Carson City takes the calls. He just saw me on the camera in Reno here of me making a cup of coffee and forgetting to put the pod into the machine.
So you made hot water again, huh?
Yeah, again, right. Why is that so hard to remember?
I don't know. Hey, that opens up a whole nother can of ants.
No answer yet. They'll be with me the rest of my life.
Back in 1982, I was managing a movie theater in Roseville, California. And because my wife had just had our twin daughters, I was commuting back and forth between Reno and Roseville. And I'd stay there probably two nights a week in Roseville in the office upstairs.
Yeah.
I had a can of Pepsi sitting on my desk. I went to sleep. I woke up. I was thirsty. I got a drink, and it was crunchy. It was ants.
Devious.
Filled with ants. Not just a skinny one. The ants go marching one by one. Hurrah, hurrah. No. This was I swear they brought the whole mound with them. And I'm talking upstairs in
an
office.
They always do.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. Well, you got a call coming in, so take those. I'm really impressed. Craig worked at a movie. So did I. I worked at a movie theater, paying my way through college. I don't mind saying my, you know, family was pretty well-to-do. But my dad, he, you know, his rule was you got to work your way through college and help pay for the education. And so I got a job as a projectionist at a movie theater, the local theater in town, the Premier Theater in Valparaiso, Indiana. And there's not a more terrifying job than being a projectionist. There, at least back in that day, you had a lot of things that could go wrong up in that booth. And I'll never forget, we showed Woodstock at the Premier Theater in Valparaiso, Indiana. I was a projectionist. And back in the day, your wide screen movies required two projectors for the two images to go together, and they had to be timed perfectly, and there was no computer to do that work for you. And when you messed up in that booth, you would hear the roar of people down in the seats below going all the way into the soundproof booth. So that was a career I decided not to follow. I have been a movie theater projectionist. I worked for a pest control company restocking insecticides in all the garden stores in town. I worked for Ortho. When I came to Reno, I worked at the Sahara Reno in the promotions department, and I did the morning show on AM radio here back in 1978 through 1981. Left for Vegas for 10 years and a couple of other cities, but I always vowed to come back, and I did come back in 2001. So in 2 weeks, I celebrate 69 years old. Well, I'm not going to celebrate that, folks, but that's where I stand right now. 1111, the other topic, asking about how to get rid of ants. And that's what Kevin in Carson City is calling about. Kevin, glad you're on the show. Thank you so much for calling. Share us your wisdom on ant control.
Well, I don't know if this is great wisdom, but I found this on Facebook and I tried it, and it seems to work pretty good. What you do is when you see an anthill and all the little ants crawling around in and out, you know, is you just put some coffee grounds, not decaffeinated, but just regular coffee grounds, sprinkle that around the area, and that either because of the caffeine burns them out, and the next day they're gone, or I don't know what it does, but it seems to work most times with me, so I just thought I'd toss that out for you.
You know, sorry, Kevin, that won't work for John because he forgets to put in the coffee grounds.
Oh, yeah, well, you'd have to. I do that every now and then. I have a curry, and sometimes I'll forget to put a cup underneath and then just got a big mess all over
there
the table.
There you go. You hear that, Craig?
Thank
you,
sir.
Yes, he saved you. He saved you.
Don't feel alone, John. Sometimes, especially when I first get up and I'm still half asleep before I get that first coffee, I'll go ahead and start it up, and then just some reason or another, I forget to put the cup underneath, and it just drains out all over the place.
Oh, my brother. Oh, my gosh. You're like the other dimension, the same me. All right. Well, thank you. I never heard about the coffee ground tip for ants, and it's funny you say that because I already take all of my coffee grounds into the backyard and put them. Somebody told me it's good soil for the plants, and so I will try. I noticed no ants hang around that area where I put the coffee grounds, but in the trouble spots, well, hopefully they'll take it to the queen. It has to
now
be
one,
taken to the queen.
Whoa, one thing now. Don't use used coffee grounds. You need ones that haven't been brewed on because a lot of the caffeine gets washed out of it when you brew it.
I see. Okay.
Use you just dry ones, just fresh ones. You don't need a whole lot.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
You know,
I'm so glad you called. I bought a different brand of coffee grounds, and my wife hates it. We disagree on coffee brands. She swears she won't drink anything but Dunkin' Donuts coffee. We have to buy the Dunkin' Donuts coffee at Costco all the time. And I have another brand. She hates it, and I was about to throw it all away. Thank you so much, Kevin, for calling. Take care.
Yeah, well, hey, I love your show, and wish you good luck, man. I hope you just keep going. It's great for
Saturday
morning. All right,
Kevin. Stop spilling the water. Thank you, sir, for calling. Let's go to Cindy. Cindy is in Reno, not only talking about those awful ants, but also a steakhouse recommendation from my visiting friend from the East. Hi, Cindy. Welcome, and thanks for calling.
Hello, John. How are you? It's good to hear you.
Thank you, dear.
Two things. My husband's an excellent griller, and it's hard to go out and eat anywhere and have a good steak. And we just tried last week, which was probably one of the best steaks we've eaten, was at the new little Biggest Little Steakhouse in Reno in Midtown. They have a short menu. They offer ribeye. They offer New York. They offer four different kinds of steaks. And we had the ribeye, and it was excellent. And so I just thought I'd throw that in. Regarding ants.
Yeah, well, I've got to say about the steakhouse, you're adventurous to go to a new place and to check it out. I wish more people were like that. You're the second person to tell me about that place, and just the name of it tells me that they kind of specialize in a steak. So thank you for that recommendation. Now, about those ants.
Well, you mentioned taro, and I used to recommend taro, and I'd get the little tiny ants, or the carpenter ants would come in sometimes around the kitchen sink. I used to use taro, and last year when the ants, they come in, you know, usually this time of year, it was like having syrup. They were walking through it, and it wasn't working. My husband looked it up online, and it found out that at some point they removed the arsenic out of taro, so it really doesn't work anymore. And we started researching it, and we found out something that will get rid of the ants almost immediately. You take, what we did is we took like an empty yogurt cup, put like four little holes around the bottom, about maybe a quarter of an inch or so up so they can crawl in it, and you put borax, the old Mule Team borax in there, about a tablespoon, with about two or three tablespoons of sugar and warm water to dissolve it, and just set that wherever your ants are. It got rid of, we had a mess.
So the sugar draws them in and the borax kills them. This is distressing to hear about the taro, which I just bought, but I did wonder why it said safe for pets. And I'm thinking, well, if it's safe for pets, that's probably not murderous enough for me. I mean, to kill the ants, not the pets. But
well, I suspect that maybe with the arsenic in it, may have had a problem with maybe pets before, and that's why
that's
it's been
right.
removed. And
that's
it doesn't
right.
work like it used to. But what I just told you about the borax and the sugar and the warm water, we had a train of ants that I have never seen before last year. We put that down. We did it in three places where they were coming out and then where they were at. And what had happened is you have two types of those ants. You have the babies and the mature ants. And what you do in that little yogurt cup or whatever tiny little cup you use, put like a piece of bread or something in there, just a little piece, and it soaks up the borax and the sugar and the warm water. The babies eat the bread and take it back to the nest, which kills everything in there. And the adults eat the sugar and the borax, and they just die.
I am so glad you called, and you're right. I think this is a big ant year from what I've seen at my house. Thank you, Cindy, for calling. Let's go to Marty in Sparks. Marty, what is you have a different solution for the ants. Hi, Marty. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, John. Yeah, I just thought, I think that last lady stole my thunder, but a different approach you could do is grits. And the grits, the ants will grab the grits and take them in down into the tunnels and into their deepest nest area and start chewing on it. And their saliva or whatever body fluids when they're chewing makes that the grits inflate and get larger, like anywhere from 4 to 5 times the size they brought in. So eventually it clogs the tunnels and stops them from even getting out of there. They can't forage anything for food, so they're stuck. They starve and just end up dying in their hole. So no chemicals, no mixing or nothing. It's just sprinkle a few grits around every place you see the ants.
Stuffs them. Boy, you just brought back memories of the old circus buffet for me. But that, I'm so glad you told me that. Okay, I heard besides grits, there was something else to give an ant that would expand in them after they eat it. But grits. Grits, you say. Okay. Well, thanks, Marty.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I learned that years ago while I was in a Navy station down south, and some of the southern folks taught me that.
Oh, they know the best, yeah. Marty, my friend, thank you so much. I appreciate you tuning in. We're going to take a break. I'm John Potter. Phone lines are open, 775-884-9910. FM News Talk Time, 1119.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
So she said to me, she said, I gave you everything. And I said, I know, my doctor had to put me on like 4 different antibiotics. Are we on the air? Oh, Craig. 1123 is our time. I'm John Potter. Phone number 775-884-9910. I'm learning so much from you. And that's actually one of the main reasons I do this on Saturday mornings. Even though I spend most of my life here, you know so much more than me on so many things, like ants and getting rid of them. And I think I have 3 good solutions already from the folks who have called in. Zoe is calling in from Reno on 99.1 FM Talk. Good morning, Zoe, and thank you so much for tuning in.
Good morning, John. It's so nice to talk to you. I remember growing up with you on the news. I'm so happy that you're still able to make your jokes.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. what knowledge can you impart about the ant situation that a lot of people have, Zoe?
So when you were talking about the taro ant bait, were you using the liquid ones?
I bought 2 of them. One of them is you put the liquid on a piece of cardboard and set it out, and that's for indoor. For outdoor, they have these plastic, you know, like the little CO2 cartridges that you put in a Daisy BB gun. It's about that size, and you break off the end of it, and there's a little hole that I guess attracts the ants. But the key about the taro is this is the stuff they take to the queen. That's what my neighbor down the street told me. So, but then we had another caller say that taro used to be great, but they took the arsenic out of it. I don't know if that's true or not, but they say it just doesn't work like it used to.
Gotcha. I use the outdoor ones indoors, and that works really well to keep them out as soon as you get rid of them. So that's kind of like the aftercare piece.
Oh, you're talking about the taro then, and that's what it's good for?
Yeah.
It's the piece de resistance.
But one of the things I haven't personally used, but I've heard tons of friends talk about, is that if they use chalk, it'll cause a border where they can't really go through. It disguises their trails.
Chalk?
And yes.
Huh.
And then another friend said that if you were to do a trail with like cinnamon, if they eat the cinnamon, the ants can't fart. So they just kind of do that. So maybe that's what you were thinking on the expansion.
Gosh, I wonder if that'll work with me.
But I also wanted to say that when it comes to the steakhouses.
Yes.
My parents had an awful time at Gold Dust West, so I would not suggest going there. The one here in Reno on Fifth Street.
I know. I go there now and then for that early morning special that ends at like 6 or 7 in the morning. You got to go there early. And it's nice. I walk there. It's a very, well.
Is that the steak and egg special?
Yeah.
I think
it is. It's been a while since I've been there. But yeah, early breakfast special. They better still have it. So much we've
lost.
Yeah,
my parents went there within the recent months, and it was just no good anymore. And they were so upset. They're like, at least Count Eva still has it. But what I was going to suggest is that if your friend is a big meat eater, what I did last Father's Day and might do again is that Churrasco Brazilian Steakhouse. Because all you can eat meat, and they'll bring in rare or medium rare or done. And you just sit there and eat meat.
Oh, yes. And I hear so much about it. It's a little pricey, but I hear there's a Groupon or something like that. But it's the traditional Brazilian steakhouse.
My sister would love it. My sister would love it. She has what she calls the 7 seconds. You put it on the grill, 7 seconds of each side, and it's done. Then she eats it.
But I do the lunch special because it's only like a couple more choices that night. It's worth just doing the lunch one.
And lunches are always less expensive than the dinner, of course.
Yes. And then
starve yourself
on top of that, when I had elderly people with me, they would make it very clear that they wanted to stay there because they'll be like, oh, are you guys ready yet? And they're like, no, we paid, we're staying. So they take it pretty on the shoulder, I guess, where they'll let you keep your time if you continue to
eat there. Well, I have heard about it. It's on South Virginia by Liberty, and I've heard good things about it, very good things. And I hear, now here's a dangerous part for me, besides them bringing out the steak and slicing it up for you, and I hear they come to your table quite frequently, there's also a little buffet table where they have things like potato salad and side dishes. I personally would get so stuffed on that little side table because I wouldn't eat enough of the steak, and I wouldn't get got to stay off the potato salad, but I love it.
I'm a little worldly, so my first Brazilian steakhouse was out in the UK, but what they would do is that you would eat pineapple afterwards to help you break down the food easier because the enzymes. So if they have pineapple there, just keep eating.
Well, there is such a thing, you know, Zoe, is they call it meat sweats. If you eat a lot of meat, you get the meat sweats, but I never heard about the pineapple afterwards. I appreciate you calling. Thank you so much. Yeah. Let's move on to Kevin in Sparks. Who has another solution? Hey, Kevin, how you doing? Thank you for calling in.
Oh, I'm doing great. I just heard you guys talking about ants, and so I thought I'd chime in. Yep, I had ant problem, and it was the thing that finally solved it for me was I put cinnamon down and corralled them. They won't cross a line of powdered cinnamon.
Boy, they are interesting creatures, aren't they? They won't cross the line of chalk, and they won't cross cinnamon. We don't know why, but it works for you.
So they were coming out of the wall, and I was trying to get them to go into a bait trap, but they would bypass it. And so then I read about cinnamon, and I put powdered cinnamon in a circle around the area there, because they go by scent, you know, they kind of follow whoever went before, and so the cinnamon disrupts their ability to detect it, I guess, something like that. Anyway, that was pretty much it. Then once they were corralled, then they went into the bait trap, and that was the end of them.
Okay. Didn't see them come back then. All right, Kevin.
I appreciate it. Nope. So somebody, if they want to go for a kind of a non-toxic thing, then they could try cinnamon.
Thanks,
yep.
Kevin. Thankfully, when the ants die after they take it, the stuff that kills them, into the wall of your house, they don't decompose and smell. Now, I can tell you a story about a mouse that I left something that killed that mouse, and it went right into the wall and passed away in that wall, and it was an entire year of not going into that room because, oh my gosh, the smell. All right, we're at 11:30, so we're going to break for Fox News, but we're still taking calls at 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter. FM News Talk time is 11:31.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. John Potter taking calls on controlling ants. What's the best steak in town? And also, in local news this week, were you surprised to hear that 6 Sonic restaurants in Northern Nevada got fined for employing underage workers? I was shocked as you are to find that we have 6 Sonics in Northern Nevada? I only know of 2. Anyway, Tim is calling on that topic. Hey, Tim, calling from Carson. Welcome to the show. Thanks for listening.
Hey, John, love you. You used to be the weatherman 27 years ago on Channel 2 in the morning.
Yes. I love that.
No,
I love that
great
job.
We love you. We love you still today. But
I love
anyway,
that job. I miss it terribly.
There's 5 Sonics, 1 closed in Gardnerville. But the sad part that a lot of people don't know is Mark Kane was the guy who started it. He built the first one in Carson City. Then they went to Fallon. And then a lady came out of nowhere and bought the one on North McCarran. Then he built Spanish Springs and then acquired hers. So there's 6, but Gardnerville's gone. And so is Mark. So his daughter took over. And she's going to have some bumps on the road, right? She's got to figure it out. Remember Luther Mack? Famous man. We all love him. He was a great guy.
Yeah, and I know the woman you're talking about. She's quite young. But the food is still, to me, I love the dipped hot dogs and stuff. I love Sonic food. I really do. And I don't know about you, but I suspect a little bit of this was political. Because they had people, the liberals, up in arms over the sign saying that our hours are shorter because nobody wants to work. And some people cannot take the truth. Some people really objected to that. Liberals, of course.
I'm with you, but the McDonald's are staying open. And John, why? Because they're paying them more and they're treating them better. So that's the bumps when you're young. She's got to pay them a little more.
You make a good point.
Give them a little more freedom.
Right, you folks, you'd be surprised what McDonald's pays now. I heard it was up around $20 an hour now.
And their food's better than ever. They got that quarter pounder deluxe.
Oh,
yes. It's sloppy. Sloppy.
Oh, my friend, do you have the McDonald's app? Oh,
I do. They're awesome.
I had a relationship one time where Everything was going great till she found out that I had the McDonald's app. And she laughed and laughed and laughed about that. But I like proudly...
Keystone, Man, and Plum Lane. Those are my favorite ones.
Really? Okay. Yeah, Plum in Virginia. Yeah. That's the one I walked down to.
Better owner. Better owner. He does a better job.
Yeah.
So, anyway, right. When Luther went away, they split up the store. The one original owner, Tom McKinney, he still does a great job. I'm telling you. That sloppy quarter pounder with cheese... But thank you for being the weatherman, and I loved it. And
you know,
we all know why they got rid of you, John. You can only be a conservative. You're all alone when you're a conservative. You don't have a bunch of friends.
I did feel lonely.
The sheep are all in one herd, and you're not in that. You're out there all by yourself.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
All of us are. Us conservatives are out there by ourselves. Nobody's there with us. We're all alone.
I appreciate it.
We're all alone.
You're a good man, sir.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You know, he just reminded me, talking about when you're a conservative, you're lonely. My last day at Channel 2, after they cut me off the air, I went to my desk, and I was cleaning out the desk. There is nothing more humiliating and embarrassing than being in front of the entire crew there at work while you are emptying out your desk and cleaning it out and putting your stuff in boxes, and everybody there acted like they didn't notice it. And I just, oh my gosh, I was red faced. It was really, and I had to carry those boxes out by myself, and you know, nobody came by, said, hey, you know, sorry to hear that. Good luck in the future, because it's a lonely life as a conservative. But anyway, that kind of reminds me of another topic here, and it's another milestone for me that I got banned from a discussion forum on Reddit. Reddit is a conversation site. It's a lot like Nextdoor and what Craigslist used to be, maybe still is, but you pick the subreddits to belong to. I belong to the Reno subreddit, the Carson City one, the Tahoe one, and the Vegas one. And the Buy It For Life subreddit, that's where people post what products they bought that are made to last. And to me, that is very helpful. People post their General Electric stoves from the 60s that are still working. Teva sandals somebody's been wearing since the 1980s. It's really very good to know when you're picking brands. And I am obsessive about not buying junky brands. And, of course, the news subreddit, which I was bounced from, because most all the members on the news subreddit and Reddit as a whole are very sarcastic and snarky liberals in their 20s, it seems. So when the news forum conversation brought up the DeSantis versus Disney topic, where the governor threatened to strip some of Disney's tax exemptions, which, you know, Disney gets a bunch of exemptions from many regulations and taxes and fees. Disney is pretty much allowed to have their own government in Florida. Again, lots of tax exemptions, you know, out there in Florida. And Disney got to keep them after all was said and done. But, of course, the comments were all beating up on DeSantis, and it was a real pile-on. I mean, really vile stuff that the Redditors wanted to do to DeSantis. So I posted this. This was my comment. The governor proposed eliminating some of Disney's sizable tax breaks. If you favor corporations getting such outsized advantages over us taxpayers, DeSantis would be in the wrong, I guess. Well, I was quite quickly messaged by the moderator. His message read, "Your comment has been removed." And so I tried to change the language and repost it, but I was blocked. So the news forum on Reddit still honors insults and is forever safe from thoughtful input and common sense. It's puzzling because the liberals I know here in Nevada, they hate the tax breaks that big corporations like Tesla get, but huge tax breaks for Disney is okay. And I think because I'm an adult, although I have bladder problems, that it's another example, and I cry a lot, of misinformation, and I always want to get my way, that our wonderful media does not expose and holds back on. It kind of reminds me of the flack I got in an oil company bashing post, and there are plenty of those, you know, where they tear oil companies apart. Greedy blanks. Selfish blanks. I am not a fan of oil companies either, but I had to remind the scruffy lot that while the big three oil company profit margin is average among all big companies, Apple's was more than three times the profit margin. Exxon's profit margin, look it up, is 8%. Apple's profit margin, 26%. Apple, the darling of the young progressives, is ripping them off, and they don't mind it at all, or it's not a looked upon as a conservative target. And by the way, look this up. AT&T and Verizon's profit margin is 59%. Exxon, 8. But I'm not a fan of oil companies. And when I say profit margin, that's the stuff they get to pop, you know, pocket. And 59% or Apple's 26% is fleecing the customers, in my humble opinion. Our phone number, 775-884-9910. We're going to take a break. I'm John Potter. We have only one more segment to go, so give us a call. 775-884-9910. FM News Talk time is 1146.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth, truth.
My friends, welcome back. I'm John Potter. Last segment of the show each and every Saturday morning from 9 to noon. It's all live and local. Taking calls in the order they came in. Letty, glad you called up. Welcome to 99.1 FM Talk.
Hi, John. I just wanted you to know that I'm really glad that you're on Saturday morning because I listen every Saturday. And Channel 2's loss was 99.1's gain. What I really like is how you have really different subjects. You tackle the national economy and then local real estate, and now you have your aunt problem. And I just think it's a really good show.
Well, thank you. I try to make it, Letty, as local as I possibly can because I love everything local. I mean, there should be more attention about where we live and how we differ from the rest of the country. And,
well, we used to because I'm a native and I'm in my 70s, so I have seen some huge changes, mm-hmm. unfortunately.
Well, thank you. And I miss sharing with all of you the morning news that I used to do. I miss sharing the good and the local. And I believe we all need positivity to start our day.
Well, I think you have a positive personality. Even things that are kind of negative, you offer in such a way that, of course, there's a solution. And that's why I think it's great that you're on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I think, like I said, their loss was the radio station's gain because, again, that's how you present it. Okay, we may have problems, but they're solvable.
Thank you, Letty.
So just keep up the good work. I'm just so glad you're on. That's why I picked up the phone and I said, I'm going to let that young fellow know. I'm glad he's on the radio.
Thank you, Letty. Appreciate that.
Okay, so keep up the good work. Remember, I'll be listening to you Saturday.
All right. And about Channel 2, just be truthful to the viewers who call about me. Don't say he wanted to move on to better things. What better things?
Well, John, there was something she said.
If they make that up, what else do they make up there?
Well, she called you youngster, young man.
That was odd.
Yeah. We know the truth, don't we?
Stop it. You're a very bad man. I think she's eating. Anyway. The fact, let me say this, Craig, make a comment about my age. The fact that my entire body cracks like a glow stick whenever I move, yet refuses to actually glow, is very disappointing to me, although I do kind of flicker now and then. Don is on the phone. Restaurants, we're talking steakhouses, too. Best steak in town. Don, what do you say?
Best steak in town. Unequaled still to this day, it was Harris Steakhouse. I agree with you completely.
Yes.
But for your money, a great value, prime steak. I'm going to sound like a commercial, but go to the Bonanza and go to the Cactus Creek. They have a steak Diane there that's unequaled, and the value is really great. Service, really good. So go there. That's all I really have to say.
I love Bonanza. I really miss that buffet. They had a very good buffet. The only negative thing I hear about the steakhouse is people think it's a little bit on the smoky side. But that's
where bother Hobie's, me once I get in the steakhouse.
And that's where Hobie's kind of excels because they put a lot of money into air cleaning and everything at Hobie's. They showed me the system once and I was blown away. But Cactus Creek, you can't beat it, according to a lot of people. Glad you called, Don. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Bye.
All right. Hey, let's move on to Jeff, of all things, bringing up the topic. I guess I talked about oil companies. Is your radio on in the background there, Jeff?
No, I'm not. I'm out of the car.
Okay, I'm hearing things again. Go ahead, Jeff. Thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, on to better things. You're working for Jerry Evans now. Obviously, you've moved on to better things.
Are you being sarcastic?
Not at all. Jerry's a great guy. Listen, you were talking about the oil companies, and I just wanted to add one other thing that people rarely they seem to overlook. Oil saved the whales. Just remember that.
And how does it do that?
How did people used to see in the dark before kerosene lamps? Before the first oil well in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's a point I never considered.
We hunted the whales.
Yes, we did, my friend.
And then, and then Thomas Edison, you know, electrified a lot of homes, but he was using generators to generate the electricity. So, oil saved the whales. That's just one of those overlooked truths that people seem to overlook.
And that's a reason to have a soft spot in your heart for the oil companies. But really, aren't you surprised that their profit margin is 8% while Apple's profit margin is like 26 and AT&T and Verizon, their profit margin is 59%.
That was solid gold. That was some data I did not know. So I'm even, you know, better equipped than I am now that you've given me that. Because I always try to point out to people that oil saved the whales.
Well, that's an interesting take. And that's one reason I never heard of. And by the way, as long as I got you, your favorite steak in town, where is it?
Oh, well, I'm close to the Tamarack. They do a pretty good job. They understand medium rare when you ask for medium rare. The best steak in town is my wife's steak, so I don't get a steak out very often.
Where does
I'll go for seafood or. Well, I mean, I buy the steaks. I buy them at Raley's, and I pick out the good ones, and she is the best cook. So, you know, I'm getting seafood and Italian and other things, you know.
Lucky man.
Korean.
The Tamarack, I used to go there all the time. I was a little disappointed when they closed that little lounge next to the steakhouse. Remember the piano player there? He would play on Friday and Saturday, and we'd sit in the plush couches and sip on a nice scotch and soda and watch the piano player. But the steakhouse, I think, got so popular that it had to take over that little lounge.
How long ago was the piano player?
Gosh, this was like 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I used to go there all the time.
I wish I'd known about that. I haven't been, you know, I have a neighbor that goes there a lot. He never told me about the piano player. And
it's gone now.
We only started going there recently, you know, within the last 5 years. So still, I guess I missed the piano player.
Very nice place. And I've been there many times for events. They do a lot of event catering. And the Wine Growers Club that I belong to, they go there every year for their yearly party. And they do food right. They really do. Tamarack Junction. Yeah. All right, my friend.
Farmer's Market going on there right now.
Oh, no kidding.
Till 1 o'clock on Saturdays, yeah. I think it's the first one of the year. They were late this year because of the late year, wow. Late winter.
All right, my man. Thank you so much for passing that on. Have yourself a great day. All right, we're at the end of the program. My advice for today, live life to the fullest. Enjoy it so much that if your life was a book, Florida would ban it. Yes, yes, I'm on it. But no, seriously, folks, have a great great weekend, rest of the weekend. We'll be back here next Saturday. We're going to be here. I'm going to be here at least, live and local on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. We're out of time. It goes by fast. But I'll see you again 9 o'clock in the morning on these two radio stations. Also, it's podcasted on our website, 99.1FMTalk.com. We also stream it there, too, if you're going somewhere where you don't get the signal. Craig, thank you so much. You did an awesome job today taking those calls.
As opposed to any other day, right? No.
Sharing your wisdom. I need it. See you, folks. Have a great weekend.